It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're juggling work, life, and imploding bullpens. We get it. And we got you. New York Sports. No filter. The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 202. If you're just turning me on because you know that's when McMonagle starts, go back on the Odyssey app and listen. You can always do that on the free Odyssey app. I started at midnight. It is a five-hour midnight ride. And we're 2 hours in with three more to go. 888-808-1019. So Fliegelman just gave me something because a previous caller, Josh, said it's the first time in New York sports history that a Subway Series will be played at the same time as a Knicks playoff game. And while that particularly is true, that it's the first time it will be going on at the same time, apparently, I don't know where Fliegelman saw it, or just took it upon himself to go digging. I like it. At least that's what he claims. I trust him. It is not the first time that it's happened on the same day. And there actually is some significance to the games. So on June 5th, 1999, both were played. The New York Yankees and the New York Mets played a game day. I did the same thing yesterday morning. They played a day game at, you want to give me the particulars? I forgot what you said. Was it at Yankee Stadium or Citi Field? At this point, it would be obviously Shea Stadium.
It was at Yankee Stadium.
It was at Yankee Stadium on a Saturday or a Saturday afternoon, June 5th. And that night was the four-point game from Larry Johnson in the New York... Four-point play game. Larry Johnson and the New York Knicks. So, obviously significant for the Knicks. One of the signature plays in franchise history. One of the signature moments in franchise history. And early on the day, for the Mets, it was significant. For the Yankees, apparently, it really wasn't. But for the Mets, it was the day where they lose the game to the New York Yankees. So hopefully it's exactly the same. Hopefully this works out. The Yankees get a victory and the Knicks get a victory. Hopefully it works out exactly the same. But the Yankees got a victory that day. It was the Mets' eighth consecutive loss. It put them a game under 500 in 1999. And that after that game, Steve Phillips, the general manager, wipes out and fires all of Bobby Valentine's staff to send a message to the manager. I don't know if you remember that, but he fires the entire staff after that game. So early on in the day, now they weren't played at the same time, but it was a day that had both a Subway Series game and a Knicks playoff game. It was a extremely memorable New York Knicks game with a signature moment for not just that season, but really the Knicks franchise. And we've referenced it a bunch because these are about as big as these games that we've played here against Boston has been. You have to go back to that play and that game for the last time it felt this big for a Knicks moment. So one of the bigger Knicks moments in recent history, possibly franchise history, and a game of significance for a Yankee team that would go on to win their second of three consecutive championships and third in 4 years. And the Mets, it's a turning point for that season. They go a game under 500. They wipe out the coaching staff, and that team obviously goes on to success, making the playoffs and losing to the Atlanta Braves in the postseason. They were what after the firings?
70-38 the rest of the regular
season.
So
it's a significant moment. It's a low point for a very productive season for the New York Mets. Obviously, they end up being in the World Series the next year, but 79-70-38 They're a game under 500 after the loss. Steve Phillips and the Mets wipe out Bobby Valentine's entire staff to send a message. And from that point on, the Mets have one of the fun years in franchise history, go 70-38 and make it to the postseason and end up losing to the Atlanta Braves. So an actually significant moment. Let's see if Friday night has as much history as June 5th, 1999. Danny in Ozone Park remembers that day. Danny, you with us?
I do remember that day, Chris.
Okay.
How you doing, buddy? All right?
Good, how are you?
So, Mike and the Mad Dog had a contest for that day back then, which my father won.
Really?
And, yes, they had a contest. You had to be the 1,066 caller. And my father won the contest. They picked us up. They brought us to the Yankee game in Yankee Stadium, right? From there, they drove us to Jersey, and they helicoptered us because that day was also the day to Belmont Stakes. And there was a Triple Crown going that I forgot the horse that was going for the Triple Crown, but I think Lemon Drop Kid won it. It wasn't, there was no Triple Crown. Went to the Belmont Stakes, and from there, they helicoptered us back to Manhattan to go to the Nick Mason's playoff game, all on WFAN.
That's awesome.
It was one of the best days of my life. Like, they picked us up at, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
We didn't get home until midnight.
That's
you know what I mean? And just being soaping around, first and last time I've been on a helicopter, I will never go on again after that day. I was kind of green by the time I got off the helicopter.
Yeah.
It definitely was. And we got to meet the Mad Dog also.
Oh, that is a great day. And Lemon Drop Kid beat Charismatic, who was going for the Triple Crown.
That's who was going for the Triple Crown. So it was pretty wild.
That's a significant day in New York, and the Belmont Stakes were being run.
And the Belmont Stakes.
Wow. Thank you for the traffic must have been brutal that day. And they had to fly you in a heli. There was no traffic up in the air. Thank you for the call, Danny. That was fun. That was a good story. A Mike and the Mad Dog contest took you to both games. And now we've added that was the Belmont Stakes that day, and it was a significant one where someone was going for the Triple Crown.
Danny said Dog was the only one at both games, right?
He said he got to meet him,
because Mike was busy watching the Belmont.
Yeah, of course. Mike was busy, putting money on Charismatic. But, I mean, think about that event, right? Yankee Stadium fills... The old Yankee Stadium fit more than this one, so you're talking about almost 50,000 people. Madison Square Garden is what, 20? Just under 20? 18 and change? And the Belmont Stakes for a Triple Crown day can have as much as 100,000 people at it.
And remember, at that point, it had been a long time since we had seen a Triple Crown winner, so anytime a horse won the first two legs,
it was even more of a big deal. Yeah, we hadn't seen one since, the Seattle Slough in 1978 or Affirmed in 78 or something like that. I don't know. So, yeah, to think of how many people were at sporting events that day. The Triple Crown, Belmont Stakes could hold 100,000 people. I went the 1 year, California, something was going for the Triple, California Chrome. Was that the one who won it or no?
No, American Pharoah won it. And then,
I think it was
Justify after
I think
American
it was Pharoah. California Chrome. That was the one we went to. Me and Monzo and a couple of people, we went to the Belmont Stakes the day California Chrome.
So it was 2014.
2014.
It was the year before American Pharoah.
Yes, the year before American Pharoah. Correct, 100%. So that was the year I went to Belmont. It was insane. LL Cool J performed. It was like insane. It was insane. So you're talking about on June 5th, 1999. I know. I'll read it just to give him a just to mention it, because now we're talking about other events. I know Sean put out a tweet about there's concerts and stuff also going on tomorrow night. But just sporting events. I'm not sure how many people were there that day at the Belmont, but it fits upwards of 100,000 people. They on a Triple Crown day, that is not uncommon to get 100,000 people at Belmont. 50,000 for Yankee Stadium, Yankees-Mets in 99, where the Yankees are obviously an excellent team coming off the greatest year in franchise history in 1998. The Mets are battling right around 500. And then, of course, the LJ four-point play game, Knicks Pacers.
And this is pre-Twitter, so people either found out about the Mets coaching exodus on The Fan after the game, or you know, after all the games, or in the paper the next morning.
Right. It's true. It was a different world. But yeah, so if every event was sold out, you are talking about 170,000 New York sports fans doing something that day. 170,000. I mean, that's a good day for the New York economy right there. 170,000 people. And, of course, our last caller who did both. So 169,999 because he did both. But, yeah, that's crazy. That's one hell of a day. And isn't June 5th, 94 the year of, like, isn't June 5th that day too? Isn't June 5th the day of all that? Isn't the NBA Finals the, obviously.
The OJ Chase?
The OJ Chase, wasn't that?
June 17th.
June 17th, right.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
But yeah, a lot going on that June 5th. That's funny. Let's go to David in Lakewood. What's up, David?
Yeah, hi. I heard you mention before about that you won't be able to boo on Soto.
Yes.
So
I won't.
I heard on the Evan and Tiki show, Tiki had an idea that at Juan Soto's first at bat, everybody just stand up, don't make a sound, and turn your back on him.
I've heard a couple of things from them. I know that's what Tiki wants to do. Tiki wants to ignore him. There's been some thoughts about saying, we have Trent Grisham, like kind of putting up the other Yankees that have been, you know, we have Ben Rice, we have Trent Grisham, to kind of acknowledge we're not missing you. And then, of course, just the booing or other things you'd want to say to him. I'm probably going to, when I'm there on Sunday, I'm just going to ignore him, I suppose. I'm going to take the Tiki route. I don't know if I'll turn my back. There was a movie called Mystery Alaska what's his name from Gladiator? Russell Crowe. Hank Azaria, who was at the Met game last night, is in it. Mike Myers. It's about a town in Alaska that is famous for their like open ice hockey league that they play, and they consider themselves some of the greatest skaters in the world. And they have this like very popular Sunday game. You have to be great. The town like put invests in it. It's like this big thing. They play on this big open ice. It's like a big thing. And in the movie, the New York Rangers come to town. Like it becomes a story nationally that they play this hockey game and how good they claim they are. And then the New York Rangers come to town to play a hockey game in Mystery Alaska. Anyway, in the game, they have the idea to show that they don't care about the Rangers. They hand the entire crowd newspapers. And as the Rangers get introduced, they all just like put their feet up and pretend like they're reading the paper. Like, no big deal, we're reading the paper. Like, that would be interesting. Just have give out free scorebooks. Or give out free something at Yankee Stadium and just have everybody like reading while Juan Soto is introduced or when he comes up to the plate. Have, you know, give everybody a slinky, give everybody a yo-yo, or give everybody a hacky sack and just, you know, go about doing something else while Juan Soto comes to the plate.
Yeah, Evan would like the idea with the scorebooks.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Evan would love that idea with the scorebooks. But yeah, are you a Yankee fan, David?
Big fan, yep.
Okay, so are you going to be lucky enough to get to any of the three games?
No, probably not.
All right, so let me ask you then, what would you do if you were there? Would you boo Juan Soto? Would you ignore Juan Soto? Would you chant something other than boos? What would you do if you were going to the game Friday night?
I definitely wouldn't boo him. He gave us a really good year last year.
Yeah?
I'd probably ignore him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if it's ignoring. I'm just not going to boo or cheer, so I don't know what I do in between. Like, I guess I can come up with something creative. I have no problem with saying, you know, we have Trent Grisham. I don't know if it really matters, but I think that's...
What about just chanting, like, let's go Yankees?
Yeah.
Like, right, unbelievably exactly. loudly, the entire
yeah.
stadium.
Yeah, as soon as he comes up, let's go Yankees. Absolutely. That's fine. I might even do that. That actually makes sense. I'm going to steal it from Fleegs. But I'm definitely not going to boo him. I just don't. You know me. Anybody who does anything for me in the uniform, this is, like, I heard Boomer, I saw a quote, I didn't hear it. I saw Boomer say, how could, you know, Yankee fans be upset? You know, he took the most money. You would all do the same thing. Oh, was that Tiki? I thought I saw it from Boomer saying you would do the same thing. But either way, I understand that. And I'm not mad at him. And I'll be totally honest with you. Yeah, it's a business. He made a decision for his own life. And again, I would feel differently about it if he was a lifelong Yankee. If Aaron Judge left, I'd be more upset. I'll be totally honest with you. If Judge went to San Francisco and the next year they, oddly enough, opened up against the Giants opening day. If Judge was there opening day in a San Francisco uniform, I might boo him. If they offered him $400 million, but he took $420 or $440 from the San Francisco Giants, I might boo him. After, you know, doing what he did in a Yankee uniform, him I might boo. Even Bernie Williams. If Bernie Williams after 1998 left and went to the Boston Red Sox, I wouldn't care so much about, hey, they didn't offer him, you know, the Boston Red Sox offered him more money or anything. I'd be upset Bernie left. He was us. He won championships with us, and he left to go be with the Boston Red Sox. That I would boo. Juan Soto was here for 1 year. He was traded here. We all knew he could leave. He took the most money. Whether it was a significant amount of money or not, we could argue it. We can go back and forth on it. He left. He made what he thought was a decision best for him. I disagree with him, but that's not for me to disagree with him. And he was incredibly great in the 1 year he was here, and they went to the World Series, and he was as prominent a figure in that as anybody else, and hit the home run and had, like, that at bat. Like, any Yankee fan who's honestly pissed at Juan Soto and honestly hates him and honestly wants to go to Yankee Stadium and boo the daylights out of him, have you watched the home run against Gattis lately? Because sports are about moments. And I'll be totally honest, I don't want to get sappy with you. And, you know, I was in the backyard with my son. I had a couple of friends over from the neighborhood. I set up the backyard, the TV in the backyard, and I was there with my son. And I will never forget the excitement on my son's face when Juan Soto hit that home run. And I'll never forget jumping up and down with him. And I'll never forget making the video of Let's Go Yankees and posting it on Twitter and him asking me to this day how many people saw it. So I'll never forget because my son won't let me forget because he constantly asks me how many people saw that video. He gets a kick out of the idea that, you know, 30,000 people saw the video. I will never forget that moment. That was a great moment. That is a wonderful moment that I'm glad I can share with my son and that I will remember sharing it with my son in that moment and how excited he was and how we were screaming and jumping up and down. Juan Soto gave me that moment. Plain and simple. Juan Soto gave me that moment. A moment I will never forget, a moment I will treasure, a moment of me and my son watching a Yankee game and they sent us to the World Series. Never mind the fact that it's about as sexy an at-bat as you could possibly have. And I use the word sexy, and I mean it. That all, you know, Fallon pitches back, shaking his head, the Soto shuffle, like the whole nine, that at-bat and its outcome and what it meant for the Yankees and the experience I had with my son. I'm not going to boo the guy who gave me that. Sorry. Think whatever you want of me. Yankee shill. Whatever, you know, whatever you want to say. I won't boo the guy who did that for me. I won't. Won't boo him. Can't boo him. Can't. As frustrated as I am that he left, and as annoyed as I am that he's not a Yankee anymore, and as bad a decision I think he made. And whether or not he's unhappy with that decision, I think is silly. To try and read body language and come up with the idea that he's unhappy with the Mets or anything else is so dumb. He made the decision. I'm sure he's fine with it. It's not like he was with the Yankees for forever and he's like, he was with them, he was with the Padres longer. But he gave me one of the great moments of my life. Like, it's a lifelong memory. He's cool in my book. He's cool in my book. Until he hits his third home run of the series, then I'm going to boo the ever-loving daylights out of him. Then he becomes a competitor. But I'm not going to just boo him initially. Mark in Bayside. What's up, Mark?
Oh, hi. How you doing, Chris?
Good. How are you,
That's
buddy?
Amazing. I got on so quickly.
Well, you know what, Mark? You happen to be talking the subject I just finished, so sometimes it just makes sense to go to that caller. But don't let the other guys on hold. No, I went to you first. I'll be right to you, Steve Anthony. Go ahead. Go ahead, buddy. Yeah, go ahead, man. What do you want to talk about?
Sorry, I apologize. I didn't realize it was on. Well, what I would say is that I'm going to be at the game Saturday, and you posed an interesting question. You know, what's your reaction going to be? And you made something interesting. Your son was all excited. You were excited. You know, when Soto hit that home run against the Guardians, put the Yankees in the World Series. Still funny calling them Guardians. But anyway, so I was actually in Hooters in Bayside with my friends Marty and Al, and we're in a Saturday playing together, and I was so excited, you could believe, first time since 2009. So it's really hard to boo for the guy. I mean, I really wanted him to remain a Yankee. I really believed you and everybody else that he was definitely going to go to the Yankees, and I was kind of disappointed when he didn't. But when the Yankees made that move to get Freed, I said to myself, I mean, pitching is very important, and when they lost Cole, and now Grandison is playing phenomenal. Let's be honest. If the Yankees had Soto and they didn't have Freed, I mean, Grisham, I should say. They didn't have Grisham. They have Grisham. But if they didn't have Freed without Cole, they would have been a problem. So my feeling is this. I'll be at the game Saturday. The first time he comes up, I'm thinking about what you said, saying, let's go, Yankees. I might possibly boo the first time only because out of frustration, but after that it'll be just let's go Yankees because I really don't dislike the guy. It's kind of hard to boo him.
I agree, and thank you for the call, Mark. There's no reason to boo him. I disagree with you. The first time I'm definitely not going to boo him. Then he becomes just another guy. If he has a big series or whatever, then it's now he's a Met. But just initially, before he ever, like when he steps to the batter's box or runs out to the field, I'm not going to boo him. But yeah, I mean, look, you're right. They wouldn't have Max Fried. There's no doubt about it. They wouldn't have Fried if Juan Soto was still a Yankee. I don't know if they'd be better or worse. Pitching is important, but not as important as the guy who plays every single day. He's just not. It's not. He's not as important. They probably wouldn't have Bellinger. They would probably be relying on Grisham, so Grisham would probably be doing the same thing. Dominguez would be doing the same thing. Ben Rice would probably still be doing the same thing. So a lot of the guys who, like, right now, Bellinger's a major disappointment. So other than Bellinger, the offense would still be, they would still have been able to sign Goldschmidt for the money, so he'd still be here. So I think the offense would be even better than it is right now because a lot of the guys who've been good offensively would still be here. Bellinger wouldn't. But outside of that, Grisham, they would have had to have leaned on, and he's doing what he's doing. Obviously Dominguez would still be leaned on and he'd be doing what he's doing. Ben Rice would still be, especially with the Stanton injury, still be doing what he's doing. So like a lot of the guys who've made up for his exodus would still be on the team. But you're right about the pitching. Max Fried wouldn't be here. Let's go to Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, Chris, you're right. And you know what? Not only that, but he was incredibly transparent about his approach to free agency.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things you said, man. Plus that he was so transparent.
He made it clear he liked being a Yankee. I don't think there's any disputing that. You could read it on him, and I think that's why people are looking for reasons to read his unhappiness now, because it was just apparent that, you know, things were going well for him as a Yankee. He was playing extremely well. He seemed happy, seemed comfortable. The Soto shuffle, everything. It seemed like he was very excited and happy to be a Yankee. But you're right. He never once misled anyone and said, the Yankees, I'd love to stay here. He never even said that. He never went as far as to say, oh, listen, all things being equal, I would love to stay, but it's a business and we'll see. Nope. He left that first part out. He just went straight to, it's a business and we'll see. So he never lied to us. He never made us feel like this was home for him, other than body language and success. But his actual words were never misleading. It never lulled us into a false sense of security, and there's no reason to be mad at him. None. I don't disagree with that. There is no reason for a Yankee fan to be mad at Juan Soto other than he left, and he left to go play for the Mets. That's it.
Which, hey, they had the most money. Bottom line. But, Chris, you know, just with the Knick game tonight, I'll tell you what. It's in the numbers. If Ananobi and Mikal Bridges are going to shoot three for 26,
yeah,
it's highly unlikely that they have a path to victory.
No, I agree.
Which I don't think is going to happen on Saturday.
No, I don't think so either.
Cautiously optimistic, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the only way to handle it. I am cautiously optimistic. I expect them to win this game. And you're right. Look, there's a lot of different things that happen in this game that can't happen again. Otherwise, they will lose. If Brunson fouls out, they're going to lose. If they get into foul trouble, Brunson and Carl Anthony Towns get into foul trouble that early, that significantly, they're going to lose. If the Celtics play that well offensively and make that many threes and shoot the way they shot the ball in the third quarter, they're going to lose. If OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges go a collective, 5 for 26, they're going to lose. There's no doubt. That is all true. But I have full, like, they have shown an inability to handle prosperity. But they have shown the ability to rise up when they need to, and they need to Friday night. I expect the Knicks to play well. I expect the Knicks to win the game. I expect the Knicks to move on. Anthony in Port St. Lucie. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, listen. Hey, I played against you in, 2002. You played for Cary, right?
I graduated in 01, so I did play for Cary, but it was not in 2002. I did not.
I played for Hewlett, but
I played against Hewlett every year of my career, and I never beat them. And my junior year, they won the championship. I don't think they won senior year, but I think they won junior year. In 2000. So yeah, the 2000 season, they won the whole thing. But they always kicked the crap out of us.
And we were even better in football.
Well, that's football. What I'm talking. I'm talking about football. What are you talking about?
No! I was talking baseball. Baseball.
No, I don't remember playing Hewlett baseball. Hewlett football, I hated Hewlett for one main reason. And now we're getting into my high school career. Junior year, Hewlett wins the District 2 or Conference 2 Long Island Championship. And they played both ways. They had a talented enough team. They had an offense. They had a defense. And they didn't go both ways. They played an entire offensive unit, an entire defensive unit. And they were good enough to win the championship that way. And my coach believed they were the best team in the fourth quarters of every game, and that's where they would win it. And the 11th grade, the juniors, when I was a senior, were a talented group. They had we had a lot of good kids. They were a talented year, the class of 2002. So my coach thought we had enough talent to go one way each, and we didn't. As much as that 11th grade team was talented, he tried to mimic the Long Island Championship Hewlett team from that year before, and he took me off the field defensively. I had 8 sacks and tied for the league lead as a junior. And then I didn't play defense as a senior. It was very frustrating. And we ended up not even making the playoffs. And we weren't good enough to copy the Hewlett Bulldogs. And there's another story about him. Of course I know. My coach, crazy. I don't even want to tell the story because I feel bad. But he came to me one day. We were about to go play Hewlett. We always lost to the Hewlett Bulldogs. And he came to me and said, I have a family member who has a bulldog that's old and needs to be put down. What do you think about doing it in front of the team? And I said, what are you, nuts? Like, if you want to take on a bulldog and fight it, that's fine. But I don't want to put down an old bulldog. No, thank you very much. I'm to this day, I'm not sure he was kidding. I'm hoping he was.
Hey,
it's true.
Listen, all right. I was going to troll you, but I just can't after that.
That's no, you can troll me. Come on, Anthony. Just because I know Hewlett's right, with the Bulldogs, that's fine. Come on, troll me.
No, all right. I'll go with my. All right, this is going to be really weak now. You're not going to like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Volpe.
Yes.
Right? Get right down to business.
Let's get right down to business.
Yeah. Do you think that he might have, I think, or I think, as usual, I knew you're a big Yankee fan. Do you think he might have a significant drop-off after his boyfriend, that's Waldo Carrera, got injured?
No, I don't think that was weak. You're right. I should have let you just not troll me. No, I don't think he's going to have a significant drop-off with Oswaldo. Listen, it was sad to see Oswaldo go down. Terrible broken ankle. Hopefully he'll be back. I mean, we have seen guys like, you know, I think part of the reason they traded Gio Urshela away was because they wanted to send a message to his best friend, Gleyber Torres. I think they felt Gleyber was comfortable and that, you know, they wanted to send a message when they traded Gio Urshela away. They did want Josh Donaldson, but I think part of it, too, is that they wanted to send a message to Gleyber Torres. But so we've seen guys react to teammates going and leaving, right? Very famously, the Yankees and, you know, sent away Billy Martin because of his extra school activities, constantly getting into fights. He thought that they were leading Mickey Mantle down a bad road. And we've seen players react to that. But no, I don't think. And first of all, Anthony Volpe. We can have a conversation around Anthony Volpe because I've been critical of him. And I still think he struggles with high velocity fastballs, even in the zone, which is an issue in Major League Baseball. But if you look at his numbers, you have to be fair. He's a top 10 offensive shortstop in baseball right now. Now, we'll see how the season plays out. I don't view him as that necessarily. But if you look at the numbers, that's where he is this year. He's a top 10 offensive shortstop in Major League Baseball this year. And if you add that to what should be stellar defense, which we've seen kind of fluctuate this year, if I'm being fair as well, that's a very good player. It's not Gunnar Henderson. It's not Bobby Witt Jr. And those are the guys he was supposed to be or was right there with as far as prospects. He was the sixth best prospect in all of baseball. So just a top 10 offensive player at the position isn't necessarily going to make you dance for joy. But it's hard to argue with the value of a player who plays defense the way he does if he's going to give you top 10 at the position offensively. If he's going to be in the top third of shortstops in the game offensively and play defense like that, I mean, that's a very good player for the Yankees. It's a solid baseball player. It's not what you hoped. It's not the new core of the team. He's not the next Aaron Judge to lead us into the next generation of Yankee baseball, but he's a very useful player. And hopefully that's what he can be.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, 239. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. You know, we talk a lot of movies, too. Let's have a little fun for a second. We talk movies, too, a lot. I don't know. I have to be honest. I don't know if I've ever been more bought in hook, line, and sinker about getting excited about a movie just based on a picture. Just a photo. Nothing else. Not a trailer, not a storyline, not a concept, literally just a picture. I don't know if I've ever been more bought in to going to see a movie or being interested in having a movie come out just based on a picture more than what I saw today. And if you haven't seen it, go search it right now. But Christian Bale, who I think is one of the great actors of this generation, and one of the great character actors, and takes it way too seriously. He's probably unhealthy with the amount of weight he puts on and takes off. It's crazy. But one of the great actors, and his performance in Fighter with Mark Wahlberg to play Dickie, whatever is their last name, Dickie Ward. I mean, I know he has a different name than Ward, but anyway, his performance in that movie as the older brother, crack addict, boxer, was incredible. It's one of my favorite performances. He's phenomenal. And Nicolas Cage is one of the more interesting actors where he will give you brilliant performances and then he will make you cringe watching his movies. He's so bad. And over the last handful of years, it's almost as if he'll take any role given to him. He'll make movies that go straight to streaming or, you know, back in the day, DVD. And like, he'll be in this random movie with like, you know, 50 Cent or something. Not to knock 50 Cent, but you get my point. But the two of them together, there is a picture now if you want to go search it. It's going to be, I believe, a Madden bio on John Madden. And Nicolas Cage plays John Madden and Christian Bale plays Al Davis. Just the picture. There's a picture of them on a football field with their Super Bowl rings on their finger pointed out towards the camera while Nicolas Cage is holding a football, and they're in character. They're at, you know, Christian Bale is dressed as Al Davis, and Nicolas Cage is dressed as John Madden. I am completely sold. I cannot wait for this movie. I don't know if it's going to be good. I have no idea. We'll find out. But the two of them in this picture, and specifically Christian Bale as Al Davis, oh, 100% in. That is going to be a fun movie. I can tell you that right now. That looks really good. Plus, it's, you know, they're just interesting characters. I wonder how long they take it. With John Madden, obviously, into his broadcasting career, I would think. I don't know. But it might be with the fact that they got Christian Bale as Al Davis, I would think he is going to be a prominent character in the movie and not just part of the brief story of Al's coaching career. I would think that the crux of the movie is his time as the coach with the Raiders, because they got Christian Bale to be Al Davis. And I don't think it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it was just another guy, some, you know, if you were going to do a movie about Madden's life, and because his coaching career wasn't all that long with the Raiders, obviously he's more known to the public and anyone who would go see that movie as the broadcaster and the video game and everything else. So, like, if you were going to do a movie about his entire life, maybe Al Davis would just be played by some random dude. But the idea that it's Christian Bale and him, it makes me feel like that's going to be a dynamic. That's going to be a huge part of the movie. And it might just be about those years with him as the coach and trying to win that Super Bowl championship and finally doing it. But it's also, you know, I mean, the Raiders, Al Davis, who's one of the more interesting characters in the history of the NFL, one of the more important figures in the building of the history of the NFL, to go along with John Madden, who is an absolute legend, an icon. Like, that is going to be a fun, fun movie. 70s football, the whole nine, the whole bit. That is going to be a fun movie. And just the picture got me all fired up. Because Christian Bale, amazingly enough, you're not going to believe this, Christian Bale looks just like Al Davis. Like, it's amazing. The guy can play Dick Cheney. The guy, he had looked just like Dick Cheney. Then he can play Al Davis and look just like Al Davis. It's amazing. I cannot wait for this one. And I haven't seen a movie in a while. Thankfully, I've been able to avoid going to the recent Jack Black movie with all my son asking to go. I have no interest in it. I have no interest in it. And the stupid, you know, chicken jockey scene that's driving movie theaters crazy. I'm sure that craze is over now. No one's still going to the theater to... I'm assuming it's still out there in the theater. But I've avoided that. But I am going to see, I'm telling you right now, I am going to see John Madden. I'm going to see that movie with Christian Bale as Al Davis. 100% lock it in. I am sold. And we'll do a review of it. I was thinking about adding like a McMonagle Monday movie review. A lot of M's. They love alliteration around here. So maybe we'll that'll be our first film review of a McMonagall CMAC at the movies. 888-808-1019. But I will definitely go check that one out. So now let's get to the Giants since we're talking football. And the schedule that has come out, it was leaked early on in the day, which is always funny. And then they put it out officially. But the New York Giants... And, you know, it's interesting because so much is in the balance on this season, right? When do they go to Jackson Dart? How many wins does the coach and GM need? What do they need to save their jobs? Is the new regime coming? And, you know, I think a lot of questions could be answered by a bad start or a great start to the season. And right now, I would think most people around the NFL, and even many Giant fans who I talk to, are really devastated. Now, we knew the home schedule was going to be tough. We knew the opponents they were facing are going to be tough. But for me, what scares me about it, and I'm not overly scared, I'll be totally honest with you, but what scares me the most about it is we have seen the New York Giants in particular, but I do believe in the NFL, getting off to a good start is so important. Good starts can turn bad teams into competent teams, They can turn competent teams into playoff teams, and they can turn playoff teams into championship teams. Like, I think you believe as the season goes on, like, that early start can really boost you in a season, and equally a terrible start can ruin your year. And we have seen that time and time again with the New York Giants. And the start of the season for the New York Giants is as brutal as it gets. And we knew it was going to be tough. No matter how they worked it, the home schedule in particular was going to be absolutely brutal. But the start of the year for the New York Giants is the first two games on the road. Week one, Saturday, September 7th at 1 o'clock is the Commanders. Obviously, coming off of a NFC Championship appearance. Daniels having arguably the greatest rookie quarterback season we've ever seen. New coach, new offensive coordinator, both back this year. And a defense that continues to add. They add to the wide receiving core. They should be a very good team this year. And to start the year on the road against the Commanders is a tough spot. They followed by the Cowboys in week number two on the road. So they start the season with two road divisional games against the Commanders and Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys are unbeatable. They've just handled the Giants at every turn. It's been a difficult game for the Giants over the years. They haven't played well against Dallas, and it's not an easy game to go on the road against the Cowboys. And they follow that up with their first home game, Sunday Night Football, September 21st, 8:20 p.m. against the Kansas City Chiefs, and then the next week against the Chargers before getting to the Saints, which is a winnable football game. So the first four games are on the road against the Commanders, on the road against the Cowboys, the lucky home opener Sunday night against the Kansas City Chiefs, and then the Los Angeles Chargers, who were a playoff team last year, very well coached with the young quarterback. That is a very difficult first four games before you get to the Saints, followed by the Eagles, Broncos, Eagles, 49ers. I mean, that's the first. Think of those first eight games. Other than the Saints, you are looking at, and I know the Cowboys and 49ers didn't make the playoffs, but they have been perennial playoff caliber teams, and the 49ers roster is good enough to be a playoff team. But you are talking about the Commanders, Cowboys, Chiefs, Chargers, Saints, Eagles, Broncos, Eagles, 49ers. Now, on paper, that is an extremely difficult opening schedule. And I'll be the first to tell you, if they come out of the box terribly, it's going to be a problem for the season, because we have seen it time and time again. It's a hard thing to overcome. But I will tell you this. I think schedules are overrated. I'm not saying that's not a difficult schedule. I'm not saying that it's hard to find wins in the first eight games of the year. Hell, it's hard to find schedules at all. If you go through the whole thing, then you get for week 10, on the road against the Bears. Week 11, at home against the Packers. On the road against the Lions. Week 13, on the road against the Patriots. That seems like a winnable game. At home against the bye week in week 14. Then they come home against the Commanders, the Vikings, on the road against the Raiders, finish up at home against the Cowboys. I mean, all the winnable games outside of the division are pretty much the Vikings. We'll see what they are now with the quarterback situation. But the Lions, the Saints, the Raiders, all on the road. There are not many clearly winnable games at home for the New York Giants. Now, they'll win some games at home, but aren't a lot of obvious games that they can win. But the schedule changes year to year, and teams change year to year. And here's the main thing about this New York Giants season, and here's why I'm not overly concerned. Because of the expectations of this schedule, one of two things are going to happen, and I think both can be on their own positives with the New York Giants. They are either going to impress and overachieve and win games nobody expects them to win and have a far better season than what people expect. And let me tell you this right now, that's on the table. I believe this Giant team is a lot more talented than they've been, and I believe that Russell Wilson, despite not being the same guy he's been and not the Hall of Fame quarterback he was showing at the, you know, the middle and tail end of his Seattle career, I still think he's the most competent quarterback the Giants have had in a long time. And I do think Brian Daboll is going to be able to coach a significantly improved quarterback play and a significantly improved offense. We saw today Evan Neal's put on 10 pounds of muscle, plus he's going to play guard. I don't know what level of competency he's going to bring to the offensive line, but if Andrew Thomas is healthy, Illuminor is healthy, I do believe the offensive line is a lot better. I do. They have a stud wide receiver. They might add Gabe Davis. We'll see. He's coming in for a meeting. I think Wandell Robinson. I think that they have a decent wide receiving core with a young superstar wide receiver at the top of it. They added Scatterboo to an already young and explosive offensive backfield. I think the defense is vastly improved. They've got the best edge rusher in the draft and one of the best defensive prospects in a while coming out in Carter. They've got the best interior defensive lineman in the sport. They've got arguably the best pass rush along with Thibodeau and Burns. They've got a top five pass rush in the NFL on paper. They've added money and brought in the best, arguably the best cornerback and safety in free agency. I think they're going to be vastly improved. And I don't think it's crazy that they are a better team than people suspect and can go on the road and beat either and or both the Commanders or Cowboys. I don't think that's crazy, especially at the start of the year when we're not sure who these teams are and they're just getting into the swing and there's no real preseason. Anything can happen, and we've seen it at the start of these seasons. I think the Chargers at home is a winnable game. The Chiefs haven't been the Chiefs as of late. I don't know. I'm not ready to just deem this series, this season, dead before it starts. I'm not. Now, I'm admitting it's a difficult schedule, but winning some of these games is not off the table. And if they have that successful season and that successful start, well, suddenly this team becomes a lot more dangerous. If they can win some of those early games and surprise people and get off to a decent start, I do think what we saw a couple years ago with Brian Daboll is he can get this team to believe in itself, and they might actually have a nice season. And then, honestly, if they lose these games and they play poorly, here's the benefit of drafting a young quarterback. Then we will see Jackson Dart earlier than we want, and as long as Jackson Dart plays well, the season is a success. Like, that's the other thing. Like, yes, there's losing, there's winning, there's developing the quarterback. There are two ways to have a successful season, keep Shane and Daboll, which isn't my top priority, but I'd like to have some continuity, and they did keep them for a reason, so sure, I am looking for ways to keep their jobs because I want a successful year. And in my mind, Jackson Dart playing well down the stretch, and I'll tell you this also with Jackson Dart, three of the last four games are at home. Against the Commanders, Vikings, and Cowboys. They've got the Patriots on the road, a bye week, Commanders, Vikings, Raiders, Cowboys. Three of those games are at home. If he finds himself at home three of the last four games of the year and finds ways to beat the Commanders or Vikings or Cowboys and play well, that is going to still be a positive season for the New York Giants. There's two ways to have a successful season: win more games than people expect, or show real promise from the young quarterback. Now, if they lose games and there is no promise from the young quarterback and he plays awful down the stretch, then yes, they're going to probably fire that coach and fire the GM, start this over with Jackson Dart, and we'll see what the new regime thinks of him, and it's worst case scenario. But I'm positive. I think the team is better than what people think. I think schedules are overrated. Teams are different season to season. The NFL had gone through, I think, five or six straight years of a team finishing in last place, ending up winning their division. It is not uncommon in the NFL. We don't know who teams are year to year. And just looking at a schedule, I am not ready to determine this Giants season a colossal failure and over. I'm still hyped on the team. I think they're going to be far better. I think they're more talented. I think they have real positive units. I think the defense should be far better than it's been. And even if it goes sideways early on, you're going to have the opportunity to really get a good, extensive look at this young quarterback. And if that's a positive, if he shows progress and plays well and makes you believe you found your guy, that's a successful season for the New York Giants. And it means Brian Daboll staying, and it means Joe Shane staying, and it means continuing to build this roster with a young quarterback you believe in. I think schedules are overrated, and I'm not ready to call this season a failure because of it, like many Giant fans are. I see it all over the place. It's a tough, brutal schedule. We knew it was going to be. Before the schedule was released, we knew the opponents, they're all tough. Amazingly enough, the Giants have, after winning three games, one of, if not the most difficult schedule in the league. You know what? Everyone told me they weren't going to be a playoff team anyway. Let's see what they do against this competition, and let's see what this quarterback has.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer, and right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.